welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. And I'm here to help you compartmentalize your massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling two coaching companies to multiple seven figures by the age of 23, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes. So get cozy, let's dive in. Hi friend, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you are here. I have a little bit more of like kind of a woo episode for you today, but before you click off, because you know me, I'm a logical being. I am somebody who loves to get down and dirty with the systems, the strategy, the structure, but I will tell you, I have had this just come up so much recently for myself. Like I literally had almost like an existential crisis moment where I called my dad. This was like a little bit after I turned 25 and I was like, oh my gosh, dad, like life is flying by so freaking fast. And like, I'm on a mission to make this lifetime the most fulfilling, just most exciting I can ever possibly make it. And like, I want to take an approach for you guys today to talk a little bit about how you putting pressure on yourself to grow at a really fast pace and that goal that you've been trying to reach, you trying to reach it at a really, really fast pace, can actually set you back, and how you can bring in more fun to your business, more life, more joy, and take the pressure off. If you're somebody who has felt like recently you're just trying so hard and you feel like you have to reach every deadline and it's putting so much pressure on you and every post has to be a golden post and everything just has to be perfect. And if this is you, when you are in a position like this, it is so hard to create from a place of magnetism. And so I want to look at your goals with you today, and I want to look at the timeline that you've created for these goals. And I want to talk a little bit about how sometimes reaching goals too fast might actually be the thing that's setting you back from creating a business that you absolutely love. So you have these goals, right? And there's maybe this pressure or this timeline on this goal that you want to reach. And let's just like take a look at your goal, okay? Maybe you have a monetary goal. Maybe you have a goal for your revenue. Maybe you have a goal to get in a relationship or find friendships that you're really, really looking for. Here's the thing about if you were to reach that goal tomorrow, right? If you were to reach that specific goal, I want you to think about that goal. Just get present. Think about that goal for a minute here. We're diving right in. We're going fast here. If you were to reach that goal tomorrow, the world around you would change, right? Like let's say you wanted to make $100,000. You would have $100,000 in the bank. You would meet the partner, the relationship. You'd find the friendships. You'd get the revenue goal. You'd sign the 50 clients, right? The world around you will change. But if your internal world has not shifted to hold space for these things, your brain, your body, your nervous system is going to be dysregulated. And because of that, that is where we go into amygdala upregulation. Emotions are high. It's hard to make cognitive function-based decisions, right? Like, think about it like this. Have you ever gotten into a relationship? And maybe you've been in this relationship, maybe you haven't yet. But, like, you find someone who's healthy, and you find that dream partner, and they walk into your life, but you've never actually learned to work through your trauma, to be the person or the woman that you need to be to hold space for a man who's going to call you out. Right? And sometimes getting in that relationship is actually the thing that helps you become that person, right? But if that person were to walk into your life tomorrow, could you hold space for them? Maybe you're sitting there like, yes, I'm ready. Yes, please. Okay. But maybe you still have pressure on the timeline, right? If you were to make $1 million tomorrow, but you still haven't learned how to hold space for that amount of money, and maybe you have sabotaging tendencies where you either hoard your money or you spend a lot of money, right? If you were to sign those 50 clients, but maybe you're still struggling with clients being compliant, and maybe that's leaving you a little bit frustrated sometimes, right? And I say this not to point this out as like, hey, this might be what's coming up for you, right? But like, these are examples that I see happen for so many people who want to be able to grow and reach that goal tomorrow. So let's talk about reaching the goal in a way where we're talking more about who you're becoming in the process. If there's one thing I wish for more entrepreneurs to understand, it's that reaching a certain point in your business isn't about the revenue that you're going to hit. It's not about the big goal. It's like if we just actually learned how to lean into enjoying the process of who we become more, that goal is going to easily start to come to you. Your business is a mirror reflection of who you are. You're going to have the business that you want when you are the person that you are, that you need to become in order to have that business. So when we are searching and reaching for these really big goals, we activate our nervous system by putting this immense amount of pressure. And what ends up happening is we put ourselves in the seat of like, this is where I am. This is where I want to go. And everything in between just feels like lack. Everything in between just feels like we're not good enough. And what we're basically telling ourselves is where we currently are is not enough. And when we do this, we create cognitive dissonance. that everything that we're doing right now in this moment just isn't enough. And so we start to compare where we are to the destination of other people, or the destination of the place where we want to go, or we see someone on social media and we're like, oh, their life looks so amazing and it looks so great. And we're creating cognitive dissonance. And because of that, you never feel like where you are is enough. And when you have that feeling and you're putting this immense amount of pressure on yourself and your nervous system is dysregulated, what ends up happening? You take away all the fucking magnetism. No wonder it's hard to get a post up, because no matter what you do, you're never gonna feel like what you're producing is enough. And so the moment when you decide that what you're currently doing isn't enough, or where you are isn't enough, is the moment that we start to feel this pressure and we start to pace really, really fast, right? And so when you're questioning yourself, right? Like I said, your amygdala is fully activated, right? You're hot and heavy. Your emotions are running high. Your cognitive function goes down. And it's hard to just be you. And here's the crazy part. It's like you get to get paid to be yourself. And so coming back home to yourself, coming back home to the present moment is where you're going to find all of the juice. It's where you're going to find all of the good stuff. And so it's like, what if you actually just enjoyed shifting who you were? And what if you just became obsessed with who you became in the process? What if you just focused on how can I be the best version of who I am? The way you walk into rooms and you light people up, being the best possible coach that you can be, and leading and guiding other people who are in your sphere of influence. And it's like, what if you just trusted divine timing? I don't know if you've ever had that where it's like you just kind of, you start to surrender a little bit and you just lean back. And the minute that you lean back into something, it's like, boom, you get the exact thing that you were looking for because you finally surrendered. You finally relinquished control over the timeline. And I know that this might sound a little bit woo and a little bit out there, but it's like, imagine just running your business from a relaxed place. Most of the time as entrepreneurs, the reason we get into entrepreneurship, or at least what I've found to be a correlation, is like most people have a lot of trauma. And like building a business is, they have some form of control, right? It's actually why we wanted to become entrepreneurs a lot of the time. It's like we want to control our destiny. We want to control having freedom. We want to control the amount of money we make. We want to control the amount of impact that we create. Entrepreneurship is all about learning how to relinquish the control over time, to be the calmest, most centered version of yourself, so that you can actually build a business from a place of being regulated, from a place where you're building culture, from a place where people are excited to be in your world. And like I said, your business is a mirror reflection of you, okay, baby? So if you want a business where people are attracted to it because it's fun, it has more excitement, it has more joy, it's calm, it's regulated, you want clients who are compliant, then you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself, who am I? Because my business is a direct reflection of me. And so it's like, what if you just asked yourself, like, oh my gosh, can I have this much fun all the time? Like, what the fuck? What if you just chose yourself every single day? Like, I sometimes think about this. I'm like, there are literally coaches out there who every day wake up and are pissed off at the business that they have. They wake up and then they immediately go to social media and they start comparing themselves to other coaches. They immediately wake up and they choose that where they currently are is not enough. And when they do this, it's really hard to take personal responsibility for where you're currently at. And the only person responsible for where you are currently at in your business is you. And you have the ability to go so fucking far. You have the ability to attract soulmate clients. You have the ability to wake up in the morning and actually choose to regulate yourself and actually consciously choose to enjoy every piece of content that you put out. So no more choosing suffering. No more choosing suffering. Like, anyone else feel like the days are just kind of like getting shorter? Like, the older I get, and I'm only 25, I know I have so much time still. I know I'm a nugget, but like every day I'm like, wow, when I had that phone call back with my dad after I turned 25, I'm like, I just feel like life is racing by. My parents are getting a little bit older. Like, the days are going by faster, and it's like day by day, it just feels like the days are getting shorter. And so it's like, why not just enjoy the present moment? Why not just get really centered? Why not just find the power in the presence? Because like, if we think about it right now, there's just this moment. There's just you and me right here. Whew, do you feel that? Just like, whew, release the tension, right? There is so much power in the present moment. And when you just stop to actually enjoy the life that you're living, to not choose suffering, I'm gonna cry, guys. I'm getting so emotional. because I have such a love for people in the coaching space. I have such a love for coaches who absolutely love doing this. And I see so many coaches who are wanting to burn things to the ground or getting burnt out. And it's not that they don't love coaching. The truth is that there are coaches who are spending more time in their head about where they're not at instead of just enjoying the current present moment. And if you just got present and you looked around and you realized what you have, even the one client that you have, the business you have now that you didn't even have 6 months ago, or the business that you have now that a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago didn't look the way that it does now, and you just admire yourself, you choose to love yourself, you choose to love everything that's in your sphere right now, how much better would your life be? Life is too fucking short, guys. It is too fucking short for you to wake up every day pissed off at yourself for not being the perfect version of yourself. Who you are now is perfect enough. Who you are now is enough. And I can't stress this enough. As someone who has scaled 2 coaching companies, the more I learn to center myself, the more I learn to appreciate myself, the more that I stop comparing myself to other people and I just enjoy what I currently have, I become so much more powerful. That's an affirmation for you guys. Go back and write that down. The more you love yourself, the more you enjoy yourself, the more you tell yourself you're enough where you currently are, life becomes so beautiful. So get fucking present, girl, okay? Because I love you and I want this for you and I know that you want this for you too. But the way that you become magnetic, the way that people are attracted to you is by you learning how to regulate yourself. And this is why inside of my programs, I don't just work with the strategy of my clients' businesses. Like, I'm helping my clients understand how to create a business that's not only structured and organized so they have more white space in their calendar, but it's like, what do my clients do with that white space in their calendar? They're taking the time to develop their leadership. They're taking the time to develop who they are as a woman, as a whole person, to enjoy where they're at now. Because just because you get white space back in your calendar doesn't mean that you're going to use it to grow. Oftentimes people will use it to go sabotage or overthink. And the biggest responsibility I have as a leader to my clients is teaching my clients how to use that additional white space that I give them in their calendar to regulate, to have more fun. Because my clients know that their business is a direct reflection of who they are as an individual. And when they spend that time leading and guiding themselves back home to themselves, adding more joy, more fun, more play, guess what happens? Their business is known as a business that has more joy, more fun, more play. And guess what? People are fucking attracted to that. Like, people want to work with coaches who have fun, who have more joy, who have more play, who take big risks, who are excited for life. Right? People don't want to be working with coaches who are consistently telling themselves that they're not enough. Because guess what? The embodiment of your leadership is what people take on. And if you aren't embodied in your leadership or who you are as an individual, it's really hard for people to want to work with you, right? And I think that we can all agree with that. And so this is just a reminder to come back home to yourself. I love you so much and you are so capable of all the things. And the best way for you to be able to do that is by you learning how to regulate. Stop putting so much pressure on your timeline and just start enjoying everything that you have right now. Short, quick episode for you guys today, but I love you so much. I hope that you found this helpful. Hope that you feel fired up. And if any of this resonated with you, please just feel free to reach out to me over on Instagram. You guys know where to find me. I'll leave my stuff in the show notes down below. But I love you guys and go fucking regulate, okay? Are you breathing? Go fucking breathe. Make sure you're breathing after this episode. Go take a big deep breath. Go meditate. Go get present. I love you so much and I'll catch you in the next episode.